I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, October 7th. Central Middle School principal Rick DeCristofaro Jr. says whoever scrawled racist and hateful graffiti in a restroom yesterday will be held accountable. DeCristofaro says the graffiti is under investigation, and the school will use the incident as a teaching moment to reinforce their mission of respect and inclusion. Racist graffiti was also discovered at the Southwest Middle School last week. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch has used $5 million in federal pandemic relief funds to purchase the Town River Marina, the Sportsman's Den, and Meineke Muffler on the Southern Artery. Koch says he wanted to prevent future development at that site and hopes to create a rowing program at that location. A lithium battery on a lawnmower sparked a fire behind 182 Phipps Street in Quincy just before 6 o'clock this morning. The occupants of the home escaped safely, and the fire was put out without causing any major damage. The Quincy Historical Society has opened a new exhibit at Old Town Hall called Quincy and the Common Defense. The exhibit coincides with the recent opening of the General's Bridge and Park in Quincy Center. It reflects upon the military service of Quincy residents. The Quincy Art Association has opened its first art gallery in the Monroe Building in Quincy Center. The new gallery is in the new Welcome Center. The city recently purchased that building for $15 million. The gallery will officially open to the public on Saturday, October 16th at noontime. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, October 7th.